General Motors stock fell again this morning after a nosedive yesterday following a tweet from President Trump. He slammed the company for its plans to cut 14,000 jobs and shut down 5 plants in North America. But GM's decision comes amid larger industry trends. Nathan Bomey covers the auto industry for USA Today and joins us from Los Angeles, where the LA Auto Show is getting underway. Nathan, GM is dumping the Chevy Cruze, the Impala, the Volt. They're moving away from sedans. As gas prices have stayed relatively low, what's going on?
Well, I think when you look at the last several years, gas prices have not only been low, they've been involatile in the sense that they've stayed below $3. And so people believe that they'll stay there for a long time. And that has led to this market shift toward larger vehicle sales. And it's not just that. It's also fuel economy improvements for SUVs and crossover vehicles, such that the difference now between an SUV and a midsize car is not as wide as it used to be. So people who have had a preference for a larger vehicle are shifting toward those bigger cars.
And when you look at the sales numbers, what does it look like? Is it really that nobody's buying small cars, or is it just a trend line that's starting to look like that's what it's going to be in the future?
It's very ugly. This is not a good situation for passenger cars. You know, Fiat Chrysler has already eliminated most of its small vehicles, small cars that is. Ford Motor Company recently announced that it will also get out of the small car business for the most part, but getting rid of the Fusion and other vehicles. And now General Motors' decision to eliminate most of its small cars, you know, including the Chevy Volt and the Chevy Cruze, is an indicator of how poorly these vehicles are selling. And now even the Japanese automakers that have long been known for their smaller cars are struggling to sell them as well.
And what about when it comes to fuel efficiency? I mean, are we focusing on the wrong thing by focusing on the size of the car? Are these bigger cars just as fuel efficient as the small cars were 10 years ago?
I do think that the paradigm has changed. There certainly are still gas guzzlers out there today, but they're not dominating the market like they used to, because ultimately a lot of these so-called SUVs are really just crossovers. And what is a crossover? It's just essentially a car that sits up a little bit higher. So if you only give up a few miles per gallon if you go up to a crossover or an SUV, a lot of people are willing to take that risk with gas prices being still relatively low.
So while we're looking at this and what happened this week, you know, you focus on how consumer trends are changing, what people are buying, what they're not buying. But one of the conversations that's been going on in the background for the last couple of years is that we're moving to a totally different playing field when it comes to cars, that people are going to be, you know, members of a subscription service where they don't really own their car. They just use it sometimes, or they have a self-driving car, or they're just going to Uber everywhere. So has the landscape changed so much, or is it changing so much that it really isn't clear what these companies are going to need to do in the future?
I think there's a recognition that the industry is definitely headed toward dramatic change. When you talk to General Motors, you know, and CEO Mary Barra realizes this is coming and says we can't be heavily invested or overinvested in old gasoline engine vehicles that can't drive themselves, because we can't afford to get stuck with those types of capital investments if this is where the market is heading. The only question is, are they too soon? And what if the market ends up shifting back toward passenger cars and all they have is SUVs? So there's a lot of unknowns, but I think what Mary Barra is doing is realizing she doesn't want to make the mistakes that her predecessors made. Mm-hmm. The GM failed to change over so many times in the past, and that led to bankruptcy. She's trying to change, and whether it's good changes is up for debate, but I think that she doesn't want to stay still.
Why can't they build the cars of the future in the factories where they built the cars of the present?
It's a good question. I think that that's probably going to be a source of criticism. Why not retool some of these factories? I think for starters, it can be very expensive to basically rehab a old style factory and then make the new vehicles. And the other element here is I think they're bracing for probably lower sales in the coming years. The auto industry had record sales in 2015 and then record again in 2016. Cooled off a little bit last year and this year, but still at very healthy levels. And those are probably not going to be there forever. And I think they want to brace for the fact that ultimately this is likely going to take a little bit of a step back.
Why do Americans still want to drive such large vehicles, even if they're fuel efficient? Why do they want to drive such big cars?
It's such a good question. You know, I wrote a story just recently about this mid-size pickup boom. You know, we all know that full-size pickup trucks are very popular in America, the F-Series and the Silverado, but now mid-size trucks, just a little bit smaller, are also popular. And at the Los Angeles Auto Show here this week, we're expecting Fiat Chrysler to introduce the Jeep Gladiator, which is essentially the Jeep Wrangler made into a pickup truck. So that's a mid-size pickup. I mean, we're talking about some of these vehicles that are really pretty significant. I think that it's a cultural thing, you know, and I think Americans just love big things. But if you look at the transition that's happening, it's really happening across the board. It's Toyota, it's Honda. Toyota still makes the Toyota Camry, but it's not the most popular Toyota anymore. Believe it or not, nearly two-thirds of Toyotas now are SUVs, pickups, or crossovers. And so this is a transition that is sparing nobody.
Nathan Bomey, business reporter with USA Today, joining us from Los Angeles, where the LA Auto Show is going on. Nathan, thank you.
Thank you so much.